tired day.
Can you get Red Bull?
What'd you say?
Red Bull?
Yeah, Red Bull, stat. And also gummy worms. Does anyone bring me gummy worms?
Yo, after, just wait.
Thank you.
You go over your airfare.
Thank you.
Can we put on your card though?
No, this has to be of your own doing.
Hey.
Yeah.
Gummy worm chips.
There's a prize.
There's a prize for someone who brings me the gummy worms first. Yeah. No. There's a real prize. Yeah. All right. Hey, does anyone? I know we weren't in this book last week. Please, someone tell me what book we're in. Anyone remember what book we're going through? Who said Luke? Devin? Devin, yes. Thank you, Devin. We're in Luke, and we're in Jesus' teaching. Does anyone remember where Jesus is teaching? Not on a mountain here in Luke, but on a plane. Not a flying plane, but like a flat open space. Jesus comes down from a mountain, and he starts teaching to a bunch of people who've come to him for healing, to see his power displayed, and he starts teaching to them. And so I guess you could call this a sermon on the plain. Maybe you know the Sermon on the Mount. This is the less known sermon on the plain, okay? And Jesus has said some kind of provocative stuff. Devin, I don't want to move you, but I will, okay? He said some kind of provocative stuff. He said, love your enemies. He said, blessed are the poor and the hungry, not those in power. And so Jesus is kind of saying some stuff here that's challenging. And today, Jesus is going to call, he's going to talk to his listeners, and he's going to call them to think about what their actions reflect, what those actions kind of reflect about who they are, deep down. So I'm going to read from Luke 6, just three verses, 43 through 45, okay? This is Luke 6, 43 through 45, and this is Jesus talking. A good tree doesn't produce bad fruit. On the other hand, a bad tree doesn't produce good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. Figs aren't gathered from thorn bushes or grapes picked from a bramble bush. A good person produces good out of the good stored up in his heart. An evil person produces evil out of the evil stored up in his heart. For his mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. Let me pray. Jesus, would you speak to us this morning. God, would you help us to consider even our own lives, the things that we've said, the things that we've done, and not just those actions on the surface, God, but what does that say about who we are, about where we find our identity or our worth, the place that our hearts are in. God, would you help us just to be, help us to be self-conscious today, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, and would we find our home, would our heart find its home in you? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Here, bro. I got this for you. Yeah, no big deal. Taylor, you're turning 18. You turned 18. Congratulations. I don't want to steal the thunder here, okay, but I'm going to share a little about my 18th birthday, okay? So on the day, much like today, some years ago, I was turning 18, and just like Taylor is today, congratulations. Happy birthday. I'm just joking. But I come home, I forget where I was. I don't know where I was, but I came home and I think I was just with my mom or something. And I get out of the car and all my friends were at my home and they said, surprise. And I was like, this is so cool. And they had bullied like so many balloons and they blew them up in my driveway. And it was so fun. And my friends were there and I was so pumped up. But the coolest thing that they did, was they got me a pinata. Anyone love a good pinata? Anyone love a pinata? Yeah, it was this unicorn pinata. So they hang this unicorn pinata from this tree. They blindfold me. They give me this big stick, and I just get to try to swing this unicorn. And it was awesome, okay? But, you know, pinata's really cool. And the coolest thing about a pinata, probably most people, okay, maybe not you, maybe not me, but probably most people, especially little kids, appreciate a pinata because it's fun to hit. But really, the best part is when it explodes and everything on the inside comes out of this pinata. I mean, that's kind of the best part of the pinata because what's inside is so good. And then everyone like rushes. I remember I was just punching all my friends, get out of my way because I get candy. I'm just joking. That part's not true. That part is not true. But the best part of the pinata is what's on the inside of the pinata, right? It's what comes bursting out when it's broken, open. All that candy deliciousness. That's the best part. I know this is kind of a silly question. But what if you were a pinata, okay? If you were a pinata and you were broken open, metaphorically, not your guts, but what would come bursting out of you? Okay, not your organs.
Metaphorically
speaking, okay? If you were a pinata, you don't actually have to answer. Just think in your head. I don't.
Wait, what?
It's okay.
What'd
you say?
What was the
No. You don't need to answer it. But
your spirit.
Yes. So, what I'm getting at here, and I think kind of what Jesus is getting at in this passage is that what is inside of us, okay? What is inside of us? What we do in our actions and our words actually are just a reflection of what is actually inside of us. Good or bad, good and bad. What's inside of us is that our actions and our words are just a reflection of what's inside of us, of what's going on deep down in our hearts. Jesus is using this imagery of these trees and the fruit that trees grow, right? To produce a healthy, good tree, a tree that's healthy and good, it's going to produce good fruit, good and healthy fruit, right? But a tree that's kind of rotting away is probably not going to produce good, healthy, yummy fruit, right? So a good tree produces good fruit. Jesus is saying this, and a bad tree will produce bad fruit. But also, he says an apple tree won't produce oranges, right? Or an orange tree won't produce apples. But what really Jesus says is figs don't grow on grape bushes and grapes don't grow on fig trees, right? Because figs grow on grape trees, oranges grow on
orange trees.
Apples grow on
apple trees.
No, that was his question.
What?
Apples grow on
where do
apple trees. Yes, Danny, that was perfect. That was perfect. You got it, bro.
I thought it was
yes.
A question.
No, it was a perfect question. You answered it perfectly. But certain fruit can only grow on a tree that it's meant to grow on, right? It's simple. Thank you. And then Jesus turns the attention, once he kind of gives this imagery of these trees and this metaphor, Devin, Jesus then turns the attention to you, not just to you, but to all of you, to people. And he says this. This is what Jesus says once he turns his attention to the people. A good person produces good out of the good stored up in his heart. An evil person produces evil out of the evil stored up in his heart. For his mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. Do I need to split you guys up? Okay. Jesus turns attention to people and he doesn't just care. Okay, good. Jesus doesn't just care about actions or words, but Jesus actually, he cares even deeper than that. He cares about what's going on deep down inside of our hearts. Jesus' desire is not just to change our actions, not just to change our words, but actually transform and change our hearts by his life, by his grace, by his love. Meeting you in the places where you're most hurting or where you're most ashamed, where you're most broken. Jesus' desire is to transform those places. And as we think about our actions and our words, those actions and words often point to the places in our lives that are most hurting or broken or sensitive for us. Bless you. So just think about this. Think about this question just for a second. By yourself, how do your words and actions point to what's actually going on deep down in your heart? Think about that for just 30 seconds. How do your words and actions point to what's going on deep down inside of you? You know, maybe you're thinking of a place in your life that feels a little bit more like a rotten tree than a healthy tree. Maybe there's something you said or something you did recently and you knew that it wasn't right or that it's not good or healthy for that you said or did that thing. And maybe you're thinking of how that connects to something else down inside of you that feels a little more rotten than healthy. Jesus wants to meet you in those places that you feel that are rotten, that are breaking down because of your sin, because of the sin of others. Jesus wants to meet you in those places, not to control you, control your behavior, but to meet you there with his love. And this is actually how these places in our lives are transformed. Jesus transformed these places, not by controlling us, but by meeting us there. with his love by encountering the person of Jesus, of God, God who is love. And in a way, just like a tree produces fruit and a certain tree can only produce a certain kind of fruit and a good tree produces good fruit, our lives can be transformed when we attach ourselves to Jesus. In Psalm 1, it talks about a tree planted by a stream of water, and that stream is going to blossom and flow because it has a water source right next to it. If we want fruit in our lives that is good and beautiful and healthy, we can plant ourselves next to the stream that is Jesus, who is good and beautiful and kind and loving and powerful, and that is where we can plant ourselves, right there, and we can be transformed. Before I pray, just think about this. Love flows from Jesus. A love that is powerful. Not a love that is comparable to any other kind of love, I think, that you might feel. All other kinds of love in our lives are broken, even the best kinds. Even my relationship with Cass, who I love so much, who loves me so much, who has transformed my life so much, who God has worked through so much, does not compare to the love that God has for us in Jesus, that God has for you in Jesus. Maybe there's people in your life that haven't loved you well. Jesus meets you and I think promises to love you well, to hold you, and to hold you in those places that are sensitive and vulnerable and broken, and to love you well and perfectly. Love flows from Jesus. It's who Jesus is. It flows from him. So let's plant ourselves next to him. Let's stay close to him. And out of that, I think, will come fruit, rivers of living water. We will produce Jesus fruit attached to the Jesus tree. That is the way. That is the only way that we can produce Jesus life-giving fruit and find it in our lives. Love flows from Jesus, so stay close to him. Let me pray. God, we thank you. We thank you that you are God. And God, you created us in love. You created us because you love us. Not because you had to, but because you wanted to and because you love us. And it is such a wonderful and beautiful thing. And God, we have become detached from you in so many ways. God, as we just reflect on our words and our actions and our lives, a lot of it as we think about it, it shows deeper down that there's something going on, that there's things going on that aren't right in ourselves and our lives. And God, we want to be transformed. We want to find wholeness. Jesus, you care not just about our actions, but about us, who we are deep down. You care about the whole part of us. And so would you help us to meet you? Would you meet us in every way? God, you welcome us so that we might meet you in all that we are, not just in parts that we are, but in all that we are. So would we meet you? Would we meet love? And would we be transformed by the person you are? God, we thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.